Every plus six, every pick. This is AFL Fantasy Live with the Traders. Now, here are your hosts, Roy, Calvin, and Warnie.
G'day, with the Traders. I'm Roy. I coach Destroy, and I'm here with Warnie,
coach of the Warn Dogs,
and Calvin,
coach of Calvinator.
Boys, the time has come. It is finally here tonight. We've got some massive decisions to make because, of course, partial lockout tonight, where all the Tigers and Blues will be locked out and left wherever we have them once the game starts. That first ball is bounced, and then tomorrow we can, of course, fix up the rest of our teams. But there's still decisions to be made as of now, fellas.
Heaps to happen. Well, we know a little bit of news, so let's get straight into the news that we know.
Here's the news of the week you need to know on AFL Fantasy Live.
All right, plenty of players have been told that they are going to debut already, which is great news for us fantasy coaches, because we have been told that right from the get-go.
And it was Ross Lyon that started trend. Who would have thought?
Monday night after we podcasted. We saw that news. It was fantastic. So he started that. We'll get to them in a sec, but let's start in defence. These are the blokes that we know that are going to be playing. Sam Murray, biggest lock of the season, 170K defender. Dude, we've been talking about him all pre-season, and he's there. So that's a good thing. And also Aaron Norton's been told that he's playing.
You know the big thing out of that? Mm. We were sort of told that our mate Caulfield will not.
I know.
Well, he won't. Yeah. Basically, he's in the squad, and if
providing everyone's
fit, he's an emergency.
So he's like in the best 23, maybe.
So, yeah, he's going to play probably next week.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So there's a lot of people trying to work out what to do with that spot now.
Well,
so
everyone was pretty happy with him at, what, D4?
Yeah.
Mm.
So a few jumped
it's an issue.
Back to Norton. A few went down to old Alex Pearce. A few, Roy, restructure.
In the midfield, Brayshaw and Banfield, as Ross Lyon announced to us.
Yep.
That was fantastic.
Thank you, Ross.
Thank you for doing that. They'll be playing. They're both locks for use.
Use, boys. Yes, 100% Warn Dog.
Yep, and also we see Clark, who has been named for St Kilda, but as we mentioned, Caulfield are not there. Holman, been announced this afternoon that he will be playing. I like this one.
Yes.
Well, 170K, we're all excited.
Yep.
To make the Suns side is a good thing for him and good thing for our fantasy teams, but he could even have a decent score first up, Roy.
Without a doubt. Well, the forecast isn't great, is it? And we know he's a tackler. After that JLT one, what the coaching staff were most impressed in that game was Holman and his pressure.
Mm, yep.
So, Rain, tackles, Holman,
10 tackles. 10 tackles, Roy.
Is that all you want?
That's all I need.
We also know that UDL, Luke Davies, Uniac, is going to play for North Melbourne. Tim Kelly will be playing, the mature age recruit for the Cats. And also tonight we'll see Paddy Dow. Is he in your sides?
That's an interesting one, isn't it?
I'm worried that he will end up in my side no more players get named.
I tell you what, there's a lot of mids already named.
Yeah,
there
that's
is.
A good thing. That's a little bit of a blessing early on. He's not in my team, dog. I don't really want him in my team.
No.
In that little gap between this finishing and that first bounce, anything could happen.
Yeah, without a doubt. He's not in my team at the moment, but I think he's a great player.
Yes.
Now, up in the forward line, well, nothing in the rucks. Spaz yet.
Not a surprise.
In the forward line, Bailey Fritch. Yep. So that's good news because Tom McDonald is out for a little while, a few weeks, like
six
a couple
to
of
eight,
months.
I think.
Yeah,
right.
So that's great news for him. Not that he's a total like for like, but he's up in that forward line and he will be getting his opportunity.
As long as he's bringing pressure up there, he's staying in.
Now, Giles Langdon, or as he just is known, Zach Langdon, in the fantasy game because his official name is Giles Langdon, he's been named for GWS and also Stevenson for the Magpies.
Langdon's the big one, I think, there, because we were a little bit 50-50 on whether or not he was going to get a game.
Yep.
So last JLT, he scored a 49.
Yeah.
Before that, a 37. Not big scores.
Yep.
But, hey, 170K.
If
that's
he's come and forced his way into that team, it's pretty impressive.
Big time. Big time.
Right.
They've got a lot of people out, though, GWS.
They do.
Right? So that's a little bit of concern. So you got guys like, look at here, Adam Kennedy, 2 to 3 weeks. Scully's on a test. Hopper is a test. So there's some guys that could easily just come in and knock him out next week.
For sure.
For sure.
We didn't mention there, Rayner, he has been named for the Lions as well. Where are we sitting with him at the moment? 270K?
Oh, well, he tackled so well in that game the other day. Like, we should be putting him in, but for some reason I don't have him in.
Agree. At the moment, he's not in for me. So that, well, he got like 84, didn't he?
Yeah, it was
with
good 10 score.
Tackles.
Yeah.
Did a great job. And here we are going, no thanks, that's not enough.
I think half of my worry with him is that he may miss a game or two. Like, they may rest him a little bit throughout the season. Yep. So that's a little bit of a concern, but he should be all right.
Well, yeah, it's not like any of these others have some sort of job security.
Out of those guys, that we've said, who has that best job security, do you think?
Oh, well, someone like Norton, it seems like they've got him, you know, for an instant reason. And now that they're so short in defence, men going down, some of the defenders playing forward, I can't see him going anywhere.
I can't see Murray going anywhere.
Murray's not going anywhere, no.
So there's two defenders just locked badly in with job security at the moment.
Yep. I don't know, what about those midfielders?
Brayshaw.
Holman. Holman's not going to get dropped from
You wouldn't think so. Brayshaw will only be dropped for, like, a rest, but other than that.
Very interesting. Lots of teams to come very shortly.
G'day, this is Matthew Richardson, and I get my AFL fantasy advice from Roy, Calvin and Warnie.
Thank you, Matthew Richardson. You do get your fantasy advice from us. We will attempt to give you some good stuff here.
Stop ringing us, Richard.
Now, we do have about, a bit over an hour and about 18 minutes.
An hour, 18 till?
Till the partial lockout.
Holy guacamole.
Palms sweaty. Knees weak.
It's a little bit stressful at the moment. So 7:25 is the lockout time for the Carlton and Richmond game, which is important for everybody to know, because you need to have your Richmond and Carlton players locked in at that time, and they can't be changed.
Currently have none, so I'm sort of feeling ease a little bit.
It's not like other years.
So that means you can flick around the rest of your team up until tomorrow night's lockout, which is 7:50 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Saving Time.
So you guys don't have Dusty at the moment?
No Dusty.
No Dusty.
And no Dow.
And no Dow.
Anyone else you are remotely considering there?
You know how I'm not any Richmond players, Roy, because you know I don't like Richmond and I'm very salty towards them after last year's grand final loss.
You are salty.
I'm choking up. but they're, Cripper.
Cripper. Cade Simpson was in a few conversations.
Yep. Yep. Good players in the mix.
Cade Simpson, I have sort of written him off, but I shouldn't have.
No.
I think he is a dead cert to be a top four.
Yeah, I know. Now, what about Cripps? So, what's he going to average? He's priced at about 97.
Yeah.
What do we see him doing? 105 minimum.
I think he's definitely triple figures.
Yeah.
So, he's got in his JLT, he had 75 in the last one and 82.
Mm.
So, in about 80% game time for each. Yeah. Surely just getting a bit of a feel for it, destroyed.
I think so, yeah. So
is that not enough? Did we look at that and just go, nah, mate?
Shot away based on that. He's not going to be going flat out JLT either. So, I don't know. He's going to be very good. I have, I've gone away from that, the strategy of chasing those guys in that 95 sort of price bracket, and I'm going for the big dogs.
Why have you gone away from that?
I don't know. I just think rather than take the risk, I just want to go with the guys that are basically guaranteed 110 plus.
Yep.
We are live on Facebook tonight, so g'day to everyone tuning in on Facebook. If you're listening to the replay on iTunes or SoundCloud, and if you are listening live on City Park Radio, thank you for tuning in here this evening. We'll be having our regular Thursday night shows, but being very interactive, and this important night, we are going to get through as many questions as we can all the way through. So I'm going to pull out some questions here off of Facebook as we're going through. Nick Nat, looking like he's going to be playing.
You can't do it.
You can't, but wow.
Yeah, it's an amazing comeback. When he plays, if he plays this week, which he's supposed to be doing, what can he score? He's got to score maybe a 50 or a 60. He's going to be very eased into it. Then next week, if he pulls up a touch sore, he won't play or be a late withdrawal, which means the guy on your bench, who you don't have, covers him, and your season is absolutely
fine. I think you've summed it up there, Cal. Don't even bother writing that question in. Cal says, don't do it.
Yep.
And I think that's right.
Thanks, Roy. Mm. That means a lot.
Important thing to know, final teams, no changes to the Richmond or no changes to Richmond. Don't know if Carlton are no changes.
Imagine
yet.
O'Shea we'll laid see. In.
We'll see.
Oh, wouldn't that scramble? Matter? Wouldn't we ever?
Scramble.
Either side. Okay, there we go. Rightio, some more questions here. This one comes from Jacob Hulse. Petraka or Walters for F4? Walters had a great finish last year and could get more midfield time with Matera being recruited. But Petraka looks primed for a big year and will play 70% midfield, especially with Viney out. So that's the good thing about Petraka early.
Yeah, so Walters, you just can't do it until you've had a good look. And even then, you never know what Ross is going to do with him. I like the idea. I like that you're thinking about it. I drafted him because of that.
Yep.
However, you know, drafts, they get deep and things like that. So you can take a bit of a risk. I wouldn't be risking him in my classic team. Petraka, he's priced at 70, as Warnie said. Viney is out. He was already set to play more through the midfield. I cannot see how he will average under 85. Now, I don't have him, but he's guaranteed minimum 15-point increase.
Agree. So 86 in his last JLT, from 84%, and 71 in his first one. So two solid scores, and we're still shying away from him. But I reckon this is the year where we trust Ross.
He's come out quite trustworthy.
Really on the front foot, and he's gone, I've got two kids, guys, and they're going to play. Yeah. Now, providing they're named and he's actually telling the truth, I think we forgive, forget.
I think we can.
And if he says Wilders is playing midfield, I believe it.
See, still go I think tracker. He's over the tanking now.
Yeah, he is.
That's all done and dusted.
Well, five's back.
So no more mucking around.
That's it.
He's back on.
Yep. Mark Colbert asks, any love for Short? He had a decent JLT. His scores were 58 from 47% time on ground and then 105 from 84. He was going at 1.1 points per minute. He's a defender. He's worth 398K. You'd need to lock it in tonight if you're doing
You would need to knock it. The answer's no.
Yeah, you can't do it. He's only in because of injuries to other players.
Well, Hooley's out.
Yes.
He took a lot of marks and a lot of possessions in that last one.
Yeah, and I've seen him do that before. Yeah.
Go back and have a look at his scores last year and then think again.
Dylan Clark wants to know, Adams v. Trelaw. I'm a Trelaw man. Taylor Adams versus Adam Trelaw.
I tell you what, if Adams is back in the guts, he's doing what he does. He'll go up around that 115 plus. Yep. Trelaw won't get that high.
With these two, I'll split them. Just through going the cheaper one, so Trelaw.
Yeah, agree.
Right. And Trelaw is underpriced.
Trelaw is slightly unders.
Yeah.
And Adams, I think, can be even bigger than what
do you really?
Year. Yes, I do.
Wow. I'm still going Trelaw.
Yes.
Bo Chaplin's asking, Zach Tui or Basher Hooley for D3? You're going Zach Tui because Hooley is out.
Yes.
Well done.
Correct. Tui as an option. What do you think? You were on him last year, right?
Yeah, I'd never do it again, to be honest. No. But I don't know. They're going to have a very good team. Might be a couple more easy possessions for him.
A lot of questions coming through. We'll try to keep up with these as much as we can. Wes Bryce, the sick dog, or Angus Brayshaw for D3?
Can you make a sound effect for sick dog?
Sick dog.
Every time
need to get some sound effects
something
going
like
on.
That. That would be cool.
Yeah, and the other ones.
Each week we'll just have whatever it is for him. We do have some different sound effects, and I probably should have played these bad boys before when we were the cash cows. When we're talking about cash cows, but we're not talking about cash cows. Sicily or Brayshaw? Let's answer this question. Effect,
but we've got it for ready when we do.
Right, go. Talk.
If you want to play with some form of sensibility about you, you go Brayshaw.
Yep.
But if you want an exciting roller coaster, you jump on Sick Dog. Now, I have thought about this a little bit more lately. Now it's getting a bit closer, and I've still got Sick locked in there somehow. Who do they play first up? They play
Sicily.
The Pies, don't they?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Now, the Pies are renowned for putting a little bit of forward pressure on the sort of release back flank guy. So he's every chance to come under a fair bit of heat. Week one, so
or
just bear that in mind.
On the flip side, he'll go 120.
Correct. That's the dog.
That is the dog. That's the dog for you.
So my answer is I'm going dog. He's less chance of getting knocked out than Brayshaw.
That's true.
That's a good call too. All right, opinions on Caulfield. So the fact that he isn't going to be named by the sounds of it or reports. What if he is named next week? Would you try to jump on him?
Such an awkward price to do that dog.
Yeah.
Do you know what? If he was 170, I would probably back him in this week. and put him there.
Big call, destroy.
Yeah, it is, and it's not. It's easy to make big calls when it's not a possibility. Mm. But if he was 170, I just feel like he's going to be in the next couple of weeks. At that price, he will probably miss our teams altogether because it's too awkward.
It is.
Now, Andrew, what do you think about Mark O'Connor? We don't know that he's playing yet.
No. If he's named, he'll probably be in for me.
And he'll probably be on the ground for me, the way I'm structuring up at the moment.
And he was good. He had that 69 from about 69% game time. Correct. Off the top of my head. What was the percent?
Exactly as is, right?
Well done.
Gosh, I'm ready.
You are ready.
And you switched off. You walked in here today, switched on.
Well, I slept all day.
I know you're
I've been crook as a dog.
Roy's done very well to be here today. Actually, thanks. The three of us probably have. We're all under the weather.
Well, if
at the
one
moment.
Of us get it, the three of us get
the,
it.
The fantasy flu, we'd call that.
It is.
We're
no good.
Anyway, we'll but we're here through. Because it is an important night.
Excuse the voices.
The most important night of the year for fantasy coaches. All right, another question here. Goldie, is he worth a go? Ask Jeremy Leatherbarrow.
No,
he's not. If I was going for a risky ruck, you'd be looking at Sandlin.
That's who I'd go.
Yeah, if you wanted to go down that far and have a bit of a run the gauntlet, then go to Sandy.
So the thing is, there's always the fear of Bruce. Doesn't look like they're going to play both, though, does it?
No.
But, gosh,
although
has he shown?
Old Brad Scott said something the other day that sounded...
So you just can't read it. You just can't do it.
Sandlin's his last JLT, 71 from 58%.
Yeah. And he looked great in that.
He looked fantastic.
Yep. Now, old mate Goodwin, he did say that he's definitely playing for Bailey Fritch, so he's pretty excited about that. So I think he's an absolute lock for us, as we saw
Goodwin's
that one coming through.
Goodwin's a big fan of him.
It's
that helps.
Exciting.
Yep, that helps.
All right. It is... we're probably about 8 minutes, 9 minutes away from the team's dropping officially.
I don't know if I feel like I need a nervous wee now.
Could be early. Yeah. I'm shaking here. This is...
Are you really shaking?
This happens.
All right.
Lucky he doesn't have a player. I bet...
Rocky. Okay, you bet what?
By the end of this, he will have Dustin Martin in and out of his team.
Remember the year?
He does this.
Remember the year he got Ablett in... Because
that's one thing. We don't have a TV in here. If we had a TV in here with the feed from the MCG.
I'm glad we don't, because if I saw Dusty strutting out there,
in
peacocking, I'd be.
That's the thing. We all want Dusty at some stage this year. Why not have him in round one when he would just come out and...
Well, how much of the game are we going to get to see? If I could see the whole game tonight, I'd get Dusty.
Well, that's the catch.
Well, a lot of people. Nick Russell, he was the last one there that asked about Rocky with 1, 2, 3, about 15 question marks.
Oh.
What do you reckon? We're locking him, aren't we?
Yeah. He's in for me.
Yeah, I think I've made that pretty clear the last few weeks.
Yes, you have.
And we had a video the other night.
And, oh, yes.
You were a no, though.
Yeah, I'm on now.
You're back on.
Yeah. He's my mould of those underpriced midfielders.
Has he rang you as well, did he?
You've got a convincing mate, too, don't you?
Well, it's FOMO.
It is.
FOMO with Rocky.
Yeah, it is.
But FOMO burnt us last year, remember?
That's true. Did you know Rocky nearly made... top five Calvin's captains.
Did he?
He nearly made number
on
5.
On debut.
Yep. And I got real nervous and thought, I'm just going
to... On debut,
much.
No preseason.
Too much heat about that.
Quick one on Calvin's captains. The loophole. If anyone does have Dusty, he's probably the only real option to go.
This is the time not to loophole.
Yep.
Because you want everyone playing. But like, I can see where...
You're not going to have rucks.
You're not going to have rucks playing. So it is relevant to a certain extent. So if you're going a BC, you're going with Dusty. Dusty's best score... and only score in 100 would be his last first round score against Carlton where he got a 139. Do you understand that?
Sort of. I actually did.
So he's played Carlton 15 times, and he's only ever tunned up once.
He's like pick a pass.
So he's only tunned up once.
It's an insight into his head.
He got a 139 last time he played Carlton in round one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
His only ton ever. That's not enough.
No.
139, would you do it with Titch coming? Now, Titch averages 146 in his last four against Collingwood.
So what would your cutoff have to be tonight?
135.
You just don't...
Bit of news.
Oh goodness. He looks happy.
For the power. Rocky.
Yes, well.
He's playing.
Yep.
Motlop.
Yep.
Watts.
Barry.
And Barry is making his debut.
Okay.
Right.
Buyer beware.
Yeah,
I'm really concerned about this.
Talk to us about this, Roy, because you are now the number one ticket holder for Port Adelaide.
corn beer. So Barry, I love him. I reckon he's great. And I thought if they name him round one, that is a, you know, sure sign. They got him there to play. Like mature age, you know how we always say, if they play him early, they had him in their plans straight away in the whole recruiting of that player. I am only fearful that Robbie Gray's out and he's just filling in for the week.
Okay. Now, on the injury list here, Dog, they've got Boak listed as a test.
Yep.
We'll find out if he's playing, of course. Mm.
So we'll have to see who's playing.
They've got Powell Pepper listed as a test.
Right.
Okay.
This is really relevant.
Very relevant. So we need to see these names in there as well.
If those two are missing and Gray...
Yep. You can't touch him.
We have to avoid.
You can't touch. So you're not just listening for players to be named these rookies tonight. You also need to see who's named around
them. I'm willing to run the gauntlet if Powell Pepper and
Boak
play.
Yep. I agree.
And just let him, you know, he might, one, do enough, or two, you know, someone else gets injured or sucks.
Yep.
So I'll give him the chance if those other two play. I reckon I'll pick him.
Okay.
Look, there's people in the Facebook comments. This is not the time for this. Wayne Wiedemann or Clive Waterhouse as captain. It's not the time.
How are they? How do
it's
they?
It's not the time. How do they have the time to joke? Paul Medhurst as captain. Not Paul Medhurst, I'll tell you what.
Chop it off.
Okay. Plenty more questions coming through. Armitage or Cornelio? That's a pretty easy one, isn't it?
It's a no-brainer. The Armo train boat set sail a long time ago.
Cornelio's a good pick.
Cogs is good.
What Dion wants to know, what's Tim Kelly's job security like?
Yeah, very interesting. I think, just like Barry, he's going to get every chance to hold his spot. They got him there for a reason, and they have picked him. I think he would have been picked even if Dangerfield was playing.
Is he playing?
I don't reckon.
Yeah, so on
Danger's out. Danger's out. Oh, sorry, I probably should have had that in our news.
Yeah,
section.
Okay. So on the on their injury list here for Geelong, so obviously Ablett says available.
Yeah, he'll play.
Yeah, Ablett.
So Danger, they've got Link McCarthy for 2 weeks. They've got Scott Selwood as a test. Probably the Danger.
He's coming back through VFL anyway.
Yep. So you think he's pretty safe there.
Yep.
Mm, yep.
Yep. Reasonable job security. Yep.
Now, Jamie Herreen wants to know, Barry or Banfield? I think I like Banfield's job security more.
I like Barry's probably price got more too.
Better. Aren't they both the same?
Yeah. Oh, Barry, sorry. Yeah, Banfield. Yep. Banfield. Yeah, I'm still talking about Kelly.
Yeah, agree. If Ross is telling the truth, and I think he is this year.
He's going to be playing that forward pocket role.
That's where you score points, isn't it?
But I think the thing is, Barry's probably got better scoring potential. Banfield, better job security. And if you're tossing the coin, you'd flip it on the side of job security.
Yeah.
What's Barry actually done wrong?
No, nothing.
He's been very good.
The Pairs are top four team, though. The Dockers are rebuilding.
Pairs top four.
They need...
God, listen to him.
Got that through.
All right. Dan wants to know, is the main concern around Dowie's scoring potential? Good job security, you'd have to think. Yeah.
And his price. He's very expensive. Very
266K you're going to play for him.
And you're right, it is his scoring potential. Like, I don't think in the old JLT, he didn't really do much at all. So he had two scores, 34 from 70% game time.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
And a 60 from a 63% game time.
And he kicked two
much
or three goals in that, though.
Yeah, okay. So
there's the concern.
Yeah.
So he's looking at probably averaging around 50 to 60.
Feels like he's more of an impact player than an accumulator at this stage.
Right.
Like, even from a rookie perspective.
Yep.
There's right, Damien, Josh Kelly or Dussy? That's a decision you'll have to make tonight, old boy.
Now this guy is sweating.
Yeah.
And so he should be. Well, I've gone Kelly. I've got Kelly in my team and I don't have Dusty.
Agree.
Right.
But it's a big call.
Dusty. Oh, no, I don't. Kelly's probably got a little bit more upside.
Dusty's going to be in your team tonight.
Better not happen. Tyson wants to know, Nick Nat at R3. You're spending too much coin on your bench.
Yeah, no.
That's a very ambitious move there, mate. Mm. No, don't do it.
Now, Venables or Waterman? Who's got the better job security?
I watched an interview with Pikey, and he loves Venables.
Yep.
Like, you could just hear it in his voice. It was extreme love and excitement. He wants him to be awesome.
Yep.
So I think he's there for longer than Waters, because when JPK's back, Waters might
And Waters knows he's just plugging a hole. Waters loves plugging holes. That's okay.
He is good. I reckon Waterman's probably feels like a safer 50 or 60.
For the first two or three weeks. And then after that.
But I think Venables has better job security because they want him actually in the midfield.
Yep.
Mm. Right, teams are just about to drop.
Brace yourself
for these bad boys. Don't worry, I'm sweating. That's what Damien did reply to that one. Rocky or Josh Kelly? Spend up for Josh Kelly, or do you think you nearly get the same output from Rocky for a lot cheaper?
I can tell you, out of those two, I would be 100% picking Rocky first.
Would you?
Yeah, I would. Because he is as fit as a fiddle, right? Mm. And he is going to go bang from the word go. And everyone's going to look at us and go, I should have followed the boys.
Mm. Save a lot of money. It's $7.95 versus
$7.25. Yeah.
Bit of cash
there. It is. Yep. All right. The teams are pretty much ready to
Have you got them, Noel?
No, I don't have them all yet. I'm just
going
to let you know a couple. McVay is playing. What does that mean?
Oh, you're kidding me. McVay. That's a spanner in the works. Mm. Lloyd is just a walk-up for me, and he's been getting a free ride, and I thought, oh, well, stuff it. He's got an easy game first up. McVay's not playing. I'll take a good start and worry about the rest later.
I've had Hibbo in there for 2 weeks now, worried that McVay would come in. Not this early. I didn't think it'd be happening today.
Why does this stuff happen?
I don't know.
McVay's playing.
McVay's playing.
Yeah, McVay's playing. Don Barry named on the bench. Okay.
That's okay.
Looking now, at the rest of their side, Boak is on the forward flank.
And Pal Pepper?
Pal Pepper is in the midfield.
Okay.
Guess who's in the forward pocket?
Rocky.
Does that change your mind?
No!
Rocky!
Oh, my goodness.
He said, Coach, put me in the forward pocket. Boys will love it. He's done it as a joke.
This,
you reckon?
Is concern. What's his history like? What's the coach's history like of naming him? Is he a shuffler?
Message him. We need to know this
Can you
stuff.
Message him now? Message him and just say, Ford Pocket, what the?
Right. No way.
It's huge. All right. Sorry, boys. I'm just trying to get these teams up as much as we can.
That is a good nabbing. That's a good nabbing by you.
That's a true story.
Where's your
Nick Nat's been named?
Nick Nat's named.
He's definitely named there.
Don't do it. Stay strong.
What's Rocky doing in the pocket?
He's just joking. He's joking. Warney's either joking or Rocky's joking.
All right. What do we need to know
about... Or is he putting him there because he hasn't had a pre-season?
That's what I'm worried about.
Can you seriously message him? Seriously?
No, we just have to make the call ourselves on this one.
Nothing too exciting there for Hawthorn's side. None of those sort of debutantes or anything.
No warp or nothing.
No.
Why do Hawthorn hate kids? They do that, don't
they? Tom Mitchell there in the guts. Jager named in the middle. He'll be good to go. How are we looking?
He's got him at
Where are you
moment?
Thinking? He came in and out of my side today a couple of times.
I'm trying really hard to get to him.
Right. Well, I can spend up for those rookies that I feel have better job security when he's not there.
Yeah.
When I put him there, it is a stretch.
Yeah, okay. That's
so
fair
at
enough.
The moment, you got to give somewhere, don't you?
Yeah.
And at the moment, he's giving for me.
Okay.
Mm. All right. Another question that we'll get. Is Christensen a lock?
Far from a lock. He's floated in and out. Like, we've been sick. I've had the runs for today.
Yeah.
I've been to the toilet, like, quite a few times.
Yeah, no, that's part of what I've been doing, too.
Yeah, so he's probably come in and out, like, five times.
Yeah. That's the worst thing. That's the only place I've done any moves today.
Yeah, same. So, for me, he's come in and out, in and out, in and out. Wipe, wipe, splat, splat.
We are on video tonight, Calvin. We don't need to have the visual with that as well.
Right, sorry.
This is sick radio.
Yes. Sick dog. All right. Other players, Finlayson is playing.
Oh, where's your name, Warren?
Oh, hang on. I don't know that yet.
No, that's okay.
Give me back.
As we know that Holman... I'm just sorry. The teams haven't come through in full yet for me. So
you're just
I'm actually
scoops.
Getting stuff off Twitter at
dog
the moment. Scoop. It's not playing totally fair with me.
That's okay,
as we
Warren.
Get through with stuff. So
people just want to hear names.
They do. This is...
Just roll them out.
The most important show that we've got.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's I feel like I'm running very blind on this one.
And that's the best part about it. It's raw.
Okay,
it's
Jake raw. Waterman is debuting.
There you go.
Waters.
He's definitely debuting. Now, it says that Liam Ryan, Daniel Venables, Francis Watson, and Braden Ainsworth are potential debutants.
Oh.
Did you know last year when we went to Perth and did our...
That's odd.
You know when we went to Perth
last year... Because they're a Sunday game, so it's a squad.
Oh.
Right, so that's why.
You know when we went to Perth last year and did our live show?
Yes.
Right, because we're going back this year.
Yeah.
Yep. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Waterman was in the crowd, came along to our show.
He loves his fantasy.
Had a selfie with Waterman.
It's awesome.
In a draft, I think he took Josh Kelly with his 8th pick.
Did he?
There you go.
Yeah, he knows his stuff.
I hope he comes to our show this year.
He will.
I think he will. I think he'll be very keen to come along to...
We'll get him on stage.
...the show
bring
this year.
Bring your mate. He might bring your mate, Yowie.
Yowie?
You two, you left on weird terms, you and Yo.
Yeah.
He might not come, actually.
He's no chance to come.
Now, of the... Sam Stitcher. Gibson is going to be playing.
Oh, Sam Gibson's in.
Yeah.
See?
For your boys.
You guys called me an idiot for that.
No, I'll call you an idiot for something else.
Oh, probably, yeah.
For Sam Gibson.
Yeah. Of course, yeah, he was walking into that team.
Mm. Apologies for the lack of team news here.
No, Doug, that's fine.
It's not your fault, mate. I don't pick the teams.
No. What did Gibbo Roy have in his last JLT?
Oh, I don't know.
Just a lazy 104?
Yeah, that'd be it.
Yeah, he's in.
He's the fittest one there.
He's not in my team.
You don't worry about his age. Very he's draftable. A running machine.
Tell you what, out there right now, if you've got a draft, go check the scrapper.
The thing is, you want him as a defender. Will he pick up that defender status? Where did he play from? I didn't watch.
I don't watch much of the Crows games these days. No.
You don't like the Crows as well as the...
For the Tigers.
Now, just a reminder, lockout is at 7:25 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Saving Time.
Yep,
so be important. Set for that. We're down to, under 55 minutes now. It's all getting closer as we go through. Now, confidence factor with Dane Beams.
Oh, it's low, sadly. But the thing is, though, he hasn't missed a game through injury, whereas Rocky has. So that's a bonus. Plays St Kilda under the roof. His record against St Kilda is amazing.
Yeah.
So as far as picking him, you got to get a fluctuation of scores. And is he really going to play 22 games this year? Probably won't.
Mm.
So that's a factor as well. So confidence rating would be... three Didacs out of five.
Yeah, I think he's such a good player, he's going to come out and go 110 plus this week.
Yep.
He's got a lot of work to do, though. Like, it's a tough gig in that team, really.
Yep. Mm. There's not much around him.
No.
So him, Zorko, drops off pretty quick.
Those cat boys, they can be having an off game, but because of who's around you, you just get spoon-fed anyway.
Yep.
Beamer doesn't get that. He's having an off game.
Work his tail off all day.
Now, Hunter Clark is making his debut for St Kilda, so Caulfield isn't. Luke Dunstan's not in the side either. A lot
You're
of people probably
me.
Would have drafted him.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, I did.
Might he was very that. High on draft
was.
List.
Do you know that Lockie Murphy for the Crows?
Oh, got a gig.
Mm.
No way.
Yep. He's defender, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
170 as well?
Yeah.
He's a 170 defender, dog. 49 in his JLT and a 60.
Yeah, he was playing forward for him.
Needs to be.
Wasn't he? That's him, isn't it? He was playing forward. He kicked a couple of goals, I think, that first week.
So
this is
one,
very though. Interesting.
Here's one. So Fogarty's got to be ahead of him.
Oh, without a doubt. But they've got him playing that defensive role.
Yep.
Wow.
It's interesting.
Just a little bit of an update here on the app. Things will be getting updated as, well, in these first few weeks of the season, making sure everything's there. If you're on Android, make sure you go and get the update now. I got my iPhone one the other day, so make sure you get that. If you are using your iPhone or Android device, make sure that. If there's something there that you can't do on your app at the moment, the desktop site. Is able to use. You can use that in your browser on your phone as well. So you can make sure with that. Lads, I'm going to get through some of these teams here. Let's start.
Oh, we're on, are we?
I'm on. I've had an email to me.
Oh, this is exciting.
Here we go.
It's actually
come on, dog.
Let's look at
good news.
The team sheets. Now, let's start with North Melbourne. So, Luke Davies-Uniacke named on the wing. He is someone there. Ben Jacobs in the guts. Cheap price.
How out he is.
Very cheap.
Now, emergencies for North Melbourne does include Hibbard, so he's not in the side.
I'm glad about that, actually, because that would have really thrown a spanner in.
Yeah, so that's probably the big name there that you can have a look at. They're playing against Gold Coast. So, Gold Coast, we see Holman is named on the bench, along with Fiorini. Will Brody, he is an emergency.
Oh.
He might have been inside.
Really?
Guess who else is an emergency?
Oh, don't know.
For Gold Coast.
Not Barlow.
Michael Barlow is an emergency. If you drafted him, and you probably did that, maybe he's probably your F1 in draft.
Oh, my goodness.
You're joking.
What the heck is
that
all about?
Him.
Did you?
Yep.
That's, so what does this say for...
I am in 15 drafts, but I know he's in one of the drafts
there. Wow.
Unbelievable scenes.
So are we happy with Holman's job security then, considering Barlow will come back in and Brody will come in at some point?
So he wasn't getting those JLT games.
No.
I thought they were just resting him for the
season. They're going to make him play in the Magoos for a game.
Oh, imagine what he'll rack up in that.
Oh, a record.
All right, next lot of teams. Let's look at the Lions here. Bundy Christensen named on the bench.
Concerning.
In the forward pocket, Mitch Robinson. Where do we have old mate?
Where's Rayner?
Rayner is on the half forward flank.
That's Christian's spot.
Yeah. Not Hodgie, good. Halfback. Be great to see him run around. Widow, back flank. There we go. Let's go to the St Kilda side. So we did mention before, Caulfield is an emergency.
Which one? Where's he named?
Yeah, which one?
The second one. There's four emergencies this year.
Yeah, I don't like that. Unnecessary.
It's a stupid rule.
So Hunter Clark's on the bench. Your mate Jack Steele, Calvin's on the bench as well.
Yep.
Any other names from there that you wanted to see? Armitage in the middle.
Is he? Stephen on the ball.
Savage, halfback, Billings? Flank. Where's Billings is named on the half forward flank.
That's okay. He'll drift up from there. Great. Yep.
There we go. All right. Yeah. Hope so. Well, you're sitting with Billings. Quite happy to have him on your side.
Bit of a free ride for old Billings.
Locked and loaded, boys.
Port Adelaide. Few names here that we want to see. So, as we mentioned, Rocky in the forward pocket. Barry on the bench.
Oh, no.
And, that's probably the main ones that we need to know there.
People are going to be reactionary here and get Rocky out. Because of this forward pocket thing.
Yep.
Don't blame him.
Stay strong.
Yep. I mean, yeah.
Well, speaking of bench, they're playing against Fremantle. Guess who's on the bench?
Five.
No.
Neil. Ross.
Yeah, Ross.
Swanee used on, to
Ross.
Start
he just
on
said
the bench.
Some nice things about you before.
Come on, Ross. Can you just go back to Port for 1 second?
Yep.
Please tell me one other person is named in an odd position. Like, what's he on a wing or something?
What's he, centre half forward?
Oh, God, that's standard. Okay. Yep.
Wing guard, half forward flank.
Oh, normal.
No.
Who's named on the ball?
Yeah, who's on the ball?
Who's on the ball? You got Ebert, Powell Pepper, and Wines. Motlop's on a wing, Pollock's on a wing.
Oh, God.
Where's he fit?
All right, so the other players that we do see, Mundy, he's an option for a forward. Named on the ball.
No, he's
too old.
Oh.
He's too old.
Are you thinking about it?
I am. Blakely named in the middle.
Yeah.
Don't want him there.
So,
you don't want him there.
No, but it's how
Nathan
rolls.
Wilson, back pocket. So, hang on. Where's old mate?
Where's Piercy?
Ryan's in the back pocket.
Where's that?
He's centre half back, as he would be.
Yep.
Walter's in the forward pocket.
Would you
where
guys,
players are named, it doesn't really matter too
doesn't.
Much. We're probably overreacting.
No, we are big time overreacting, but so is everyone else. It's our job.
This is what this is all about.
It's our job to overreact. Now, are you guys on Pierce?
No, not at the moment.
Not at the moment. Dog?
Yes, he is.
Bench or side. Ground?
Might be on my ground. That's if I go without Norton.
You're not going with Norton.
Well, that's if I go without Norton, I said.
I don't believe you.
I didn't say.
That.
No, that's
that
okay.
I'm going without him.
I dig your own grave.
I'm good at that. Luke Parker, named on the ball. He's locked for me.
Is he?
Yep.
Is he?
He is locked.
I don't mind that. Parks was in my team for ages.
Now, Fox is named on
is
the
he?
Bench. So, is he an option?
Yes, he is.
What is about 270 but, was
no, not until you tell me if Hanbury and that are playing.
Hannes. Hanbury is not.
That's a concern.
Time might be limited.
Big concern.
Mm.
So,
McVay's on the pine for what that's worth.
Where's Lloydy?
Lloydy on the flank, on the wing.
On the wing?
Yeah.
See, this is the thing.
Is that a bad role for
him
for fantasy?
You don't want him on the wing.
Like your mate Zach Jones. He's on the
wing. You need
him
on the back flank.
You need him in the back line. You do not want Lloydy on the
wing. This is very interesting.
All right. West Coast, as we did mention before, Nick Natanui is on the ball.
Good on you, Nick Nat.
Lysett is a forward in the forward
so
pocket.
He does have support.
Yes, so he will have support. That's another reason not to have him. Jack Redden's in the guts.
Good on you, Redo.
Yep, people are considering him. Elliot Yeo, half back flank. That's where
gosh,
we need
if
him, isn't it?
Was guaranteed that
yeah, it's
Lloyd would go straight to him.
Yep, if you could
be, maybe still do that.
If you are, yeah, that's it. If you're guaranteed he will be there.
He's, that that's talk of him playing forward has scared the life out of me.
Couldn't touch
so,
him. Trust me.
Jake Waterman's been named at centre-half forward. So on the extended bench for the Eagles, Ryan, Venables, Watson, Nelson, Schofield, Ainsworth, Hutchings, McInnes.
Geez, you've just named some average players.
Where was Ryan named?
So right on the extended
yeah, first one there, though, Roy.
So he's safe.
And Venables.
I reckon they're both safe.
Remember, I can tell this stuff. Remember, yeah. I did that green vest article. I used to be able to look at the bench and,
and work it out. Yeah. You could.
Mm. Hawthorn. We talked about them before, so probably don't need to really look at them. They are playing against Collingwood.
Collingwood.
And Sam Murray's in the back pocket.
Yep.
Darcy Moore named at centre-half back.
Stevenson.
Treloar on the ball. Stevenson is named in the forward pocket.
Mm. Interesting.
He is interesting.
Oh, mate, Myercheck, the Tassie lad, mature age. He's an emergency. Okay. Yeah.
So who's this will sound like an odd question, but is Schoenberg there?
Schoenberg is not even an emergency.
What's the going? Is he injured? I didn't see him on an injury list.
Can you, dog, tell me who's on the Collingwood bench, please?
The Collingwood bench. That would have been good if you asked me
that's okay.
Just before I
Because my concern is with Stevenson, while you look at that dog.
The bench is Crisp, Varco, Phillips, Aish.
Okay, so you've got guys like DeGoey and Jamie Elliott coming into that forward line in the next 2 weeks.
Mm.
If Stevenson is not pulling his weight, he is only going to play 2 games and he's gone.
Mm.
That's a concern.
Mm.
So, buyer, beware.
Right. GWS, Heath Shaw is in the back pocket. We do have Finlayson on the wing. He's locked for me.
Gosh, get on him. Naming him on the wing?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Makes me want to put him on my ground.
Keith's getting a game. He's named in the...
Kiefer.
Called it.
On the bench with Langdon. Deledio's playing as well. Which is great news for Lids. I think it's his first round one game since 2015, apparently.
Yeah, cool.
That's what I read a stat.
Hopefully he gets
somewhere.
A kick before the fourth quarter, like the JLT.
I've got some names I'd like you to check for us, please. Go. So these guys off the injury list. Do we see Hopper?
Hopper, no.
Do we see Scully?
No.
Concerns.
Mm.
Big concerns.
There's two that walk up, isn't
there? Two walk-up players that'll come into that team possibly next week or the week after. Langdon.
Right. The Bulldogs. Mm. In that game, Norton, centre-half back, he's been named.
Great.
Frazier on the half-back flank, so he's a good one for DPP later on in the season.
Yep.
Tim English is on the interchange. Wow,
Big
wow.
Big
English, we've got a ruck.
We've got an emergency in the ruck lineup.
We've got a ruck, everyone.
This there you is go.
For some people, we might need to find a couple of dollars for that as well, actually.
That's standard me.
You've got to do that now.
Wow. And you have to have him.
You have to. He's a bigger must-have than Tom Mitchell.
Cheap guy named on the ball, Dunkley.
Dunkley
on the ball.
Draft sleeper.
Yes.
Yes, very much so.
Good player,
where
Dunks.
Is...
Wow.
This
Bailey
is... Restructure to get English. It's a restructure.
Restructure to get English.
Wow. But you have to have him.
You do have to.
You do. You've got to have him.
Wow. See you, Flinny.
He's out like Flynn.
Mm.
All right.
Dog.
Essendon.
Almost.
Who do we need to know there?
Where's Devin Smith, mate?
Devin Smith, where is he named? He is named as a follower on the ball. Kaboom, boom.
Wow.
Lock and load.
He's out for me at the moment.
With Zach Merritt. Darcy Parrish has been named because there's talk that he may not play in this game.
Right. Well, that pushes him up to the ball. Old Dev. Kicker.
You beauty! Devin Smith is there. You can keep reading the teams. I'm going to just make sure he's got... I'll see on it. What? No. all right. For the Crows in this match, we talked about them and who was in.
Fogarty, dog. Where is he?
Now, Fogarty is named in the forward pocket.
Oh.
Forward pocket. Good try. That okay. Murphy's on a forward flank.
That wow.
That's an interesting
This is
very interesting.
All one. Very interesting, yeah.
Is he a Relton Roberts, though?
Yeah.
Is he a Relton Roberts? Because he's not a really
They want
a
him
name.
To play as a forward and stuff, don't they? Like, he kicked a few goals in that JLT.
See, Relton came from nowhere. Murphy played really well in the JLT. It was actually the talk of JLT round one.
Yeah.
Because he was the most impressive cheap guy to put his hand up.
Yep.
So I don't think we can class him as a...
As a Relton.
As a one-week wonder.
So he's actually
Got some runs on the board.
He scored really well. So JLT won 60 from 63%.
Yeah.
49 from 59%.
That's very good.
They're very solid numbers as a defender. Very solid.
Right.
You're putting that on the ground instead of Norton. Saving some cash.
Potentially.
Oh, wow. Could you?
Yeah.
Should you?
Could. Melbourne. Where's Fritsch named? In the forward pocket. So
okay.
That's good for us that he is there. What else do we...
I don't think we've ever been gifted so many
this has been
rookies that have actually
night.
Played
Brayshaw's
games.
On the bench. This one, interesting. Jordan Lewis in the middle.
Oh, yes.
Hibbert back pocket. Probably that's about all we need to know from that one. And Geelong.
This is
the one.
This is
where
massive.
Is Gary Ablett named?
In the guts.
Yes. Right in the guts.
Joel Selwood's right in the guts as well.
Yeah.
Guess who else is?
Menegola.
Menegola.
Is he a better forward option than your Billings or Heaney's or...
I don't know.
Oh, gee.
Guess who else is getting his debut, though, in this game?
Constable.
He's not.
He's there.
I'm getting him.
Yep.
I really like
him. Where is he, though?
Why didn't he get a press
on
release?
On the bench.
Why didn't he get a press release?
I don't know. On that other Fogarty. Hang on. I've got to see
He's Fogarty as well.
Potentially. Hang on. This is a Sunday game. That's why it's extended. Right, that's why
Settle
I can't
down,
read
everyone.
This properly.
Oh, goodness
everyone, okay. Take a breath.
The extended bench does include Constable. It includes O'Connor. It includes Fogarty. And Ratuglia.
Yep.
My gosh, my team is not going to be able to be finalised until deep tomorrow.
That's right, because of... Yeah, so for guys out there, not
Tim Kelly's on the interchange as well, sorry.
Yeah, so on...
Every one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
On Friday night, of course, the Sunday teams are announced. So
Friday, 5 p.m, and don't forget to tune in on afl.com.au for my late mail video.
Yep, that's
That'll
it.
Be up.
So here's the deal, right, with those guys.
Before lockout.
Kelly will definitely play, right?
Yep.
Constable, I thought, looked the best out of a lot of them.
Yep.
Fogarty in his first game was awesome. And I think he only missed that second one through, like, a knock or something.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Those three are all very good. And then O'Connor as well.
So Fogarty is 228.
Yep.
Scored 63 in his first JLT from about 70% game time.
He looked good too.
So Constable, though, I thought was probably one of the most impressive ones.
And he's a bit cheaper too.
200K as a midfielder, 63, 69 in his two JLTs.
Racked up possessions
from about 65% game time.
About 38 minutes until this partial lockout, lads. So
that's interesting.
So we don't need Dow. We don't need Dow.
Far from.
Right?
So that's good. That means we can relax tonight.
It does.
And if you don't have... There you go. Coward picking a book.
No one else, like... You act like I care.
Sorry for those people listening. Calvin's grabbing a... He's digging for treasure. What's some of your little primary school jokes you would have used for that?
Eat it. I don't know.
All right. So, yeah, that's our teams. Right, let's get to plenty of questions. And they keep flowing through here on Facebook. And thank you for tuning in via Facebook or all of that sort of stuff as well. Please talk about weetering. Roy, you're the Carlton expert.
Yeah. I know why you're thinking about him.
There you go. There's one.
Pick a winner.
Good one. I like that.
Weetering, I don't know, it looked like no one takes the Doherty role, but he certainly had a lot of marks in that last game like Doherty usually does. I think he's going to be better than he's priced, but I wouldn't be doing it.
106 he scored.
Yeah, so what is he? He's 409. Priced at 58 or so.
Yep.
Gosh. So that's the thing. He'll average over 75, 80 probably.
Yep.
So, I don't know. It's a good pick if you look at it like that, but I won't be doing it.
All right, don't be too reactionary. Now, Selwood, Canelio or Cripps?
Selwood, Canelio, Cripps.
It's a Canelio for me.
This is very hard. So Selwood, you just got to say, because they're all guns, they're all great picks. So Selwood, most likely to get knocked out.
Yep.
Gosh, he's not going to get tagged though this year.
No.
That's usually a source of his bad scores. Canelio.
Then Selwood.
Right.
Yeah, probably.
A few people asked whether you'd go Nankervis or Nick Nat.
You'd go Nank over Nick.
I'm going Nank.
Yeah.
And spend obviously
Nank
some more money.
Nank is just up and about. Premiership, ruck, swaggy, bang.
Cow.
He's good.
What do you think about Nankervis?
Love him.
Yeah.
He's actually he's one of the two Richmond players I don't mind.
Yeah.
So, lads, what have you done to replace, this has been a couple of questions, Caleb Wells has said this, that you'd replace Caulfield with? Who have you guys replaced him with?
Well, at the moment, I just popped Norton there so I didn't have to think about it too much.
Yep.
But now, with that, we're inundated
Murphy
with options back there. If they've got some sort of job security, getting someone like Murphy there would mean that I can get English on the bench. It would also mean I can get Constable. But who would go? I don't know. This is amazing.
Does
So at the moment, Norton's there, but I'm thinking of Murphy.
Well, that's it. So does Keith put his hand up as a bench player?
You look at Keith's points per minute that last game. Has it got it there?
So he had a 47 in 45% game time.
Yeah.
If he kept playing, Roy, he got 100.
Where did they name him?
Who was that?
Keith.
Big Keith. Keith.
I think he was on the bench.
Was he? Yeah.
So, yeah, that's. But they've got those guys coming back in. Now, when I mentioned those GWS guys to come back in, Destroy, I didn't. I only mentioned the ones that I thought would affect Langdon.
Well, Big Keithy, like, he does a bit of everything. He chops out in the ruck, he plays back, forward. I don't know.
He's good for 45, though, isn't he? Is that about
probably, all? But I don't know. The others any better than that?
Yeah, Keith's on that extended bench, so. Yeah.
All right.
It's going to be a bit of a interesting watch on that Friday night, Dog. I'm going to be glued to your video.
It's going to be important.
I am every week.
Have you watched it?
It's very good.
You should watch it every
week. I've never seen it.
Some of the most entertaining stuff that you'll ever see. And just quietly, I saw the numbers, Calvin. A lot more than Calvin's captain.
I wouldn't blame you.
Calvin's captain's is dropping this year.
Yeah, it's redundant.
Well, if everyone's got Tom Mitchell...
You know, they don't, though. They really don't.
Only 52% of them.
So what's he's obviously else doing? Your captain. Sure. If you didn't have Tom Mitchell...
Zach Merritt.
Zach Merritt's your option.
Yep. Do you have Zach Merritt?
No, do you?
Well, you couldn't have him then.
Do you have Zach Merritt?
Of course I've got Zach Merritt. He's got Zach Merritt.
He's got Mac. No, he doesn't. He really doesn't. Do you have...
Where does Devin Smith sit?
In my top five?
Yeah.
Oh, Dog, come on.
Three.
He wouldn't even make the top five forwards.
No, he wouldn't.
He's going to be a top five forward. No doubt about that.
No doubt about
that. You got some more info for me or something? I'm Devin.
Okay. Rightio. Is Ablett the greatest point of difference ever?
Yes.
Roy, you've been talking about
it all the way. Yes, sure is. My only fear is... Actually, this will be Q Calvin. My only fear, I know historically his numbers versus Melbourne are very disappointing.
They are very disappointing, to sure.
And that's probably all that stopped me really taking the leap of faith and doing it. I was willing to ignore the likelihood of injury, resting, but those numbers versus Melbourne, even though he's going to...
Here you go.
He'll be good. But
last time we played him, though, was in 2016.
Oh, right.
He scored 82.
Yeah.
He's only got 100 in his last four against him.
Yeah.
One of his worst teams ever to play.
Yeah.
Where's he playing, though? MCG. Have you seen Ablett's numbers at the MCG?
Okay, cancel
Listen it. To the last two. 153, 120. That's what Ablett does at the MCG. He will be playing there
and he's
more
in a good team again.
Than ever.
He's in a good team again. Yep, it's the best point of difference I have ever heard in my life. Lock it and enjoy it.
Yeah.
3.5%.
I do need to say about Tim English, and I probably should have looked at that, interchange from. So he's in the squad. He's not in the team.
Oh, maybe not worth paying up for, Dog.
Sorry.
Maybe not
That's
a restructure.
Right.
But if he's in the squad, he's going to be...
He's in the mix.
One of the... You know, couple of...
How much more is this English you speak of?
I believe he's 17 grand, isn't he?
187?
He's 187, but he's also a ruck forward.
Yes.
So, and of course, a little bit expensive because he did play last year.
On that too, but Darcy Cameron's not in the squad, so he's not in the 26 for...
This is very annoying. We're going to have to do it, and he's not going to make the squad.
You are going to have Darcy Cameron, because you need someone sitting there at a 170. But if you've got an extra 17,000 left
over... What if you don't? What if you've got 16? Do you shuffle for it?
I don't think you shuffle for it. I don't think it's a massive priority to shuffle for it.
No.
So if you've got an extra 17 grand left over... Then you
Do you know how many times throughout the season you're going to say, if only I had six thousand more.
Yep, exactly.
So I don't know if you can do this. If he's not named tomorrow night, I don't know if you do it.
Oh, really? You save 16?
I do. Think about how many times you fall short through the year.
You want to... But if he
They're
plays...
They're both just going to sit there. He won't play.
He will play.
He won't play.
Dog, will he play?
No.
Okay. Right. Okay.
All right.
But you spend up, Cal.
I'll go back in my box.
But he's worth spending up for. Okay. Josh Kelly, name in forward pocket. Anything to worry about on that?
Oh.
That must be the thing.
My whole team's in the forward pocket.
The best players are named in the forward pocket.
Hopefully he gets DPP. Then I'll pick him up.
Oh, this is wrecking my team.
I'm getting ab with him.
Who are the top defenders after Laird and Lloyd? Hibbo?
Hibbo. Yo. Are your top four?
Yeah.
Other than that,
Hurley, does he get in that mix?
Yeah, maybe top five. You can throw a bit of a blanket over the
rest.
My
ability to ignore where people are named and then read into where people are named is a real issue here, because I'm seeing Yo, half back, and Lloyd, I'm eyeballing him at the moment.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
If he was playing half back, he's clear cut better than Lloyd.
Yeah, of course.
Gosh, this is bad.
Allison says I'm 5K short of English. Should she try to find it?
At the expense of a bench rookie that you really don't care about, that's okay. As long as you don't care about them.
What, that she's paid up for?
No, like a bench rookie that's a... Oh, yeah. You know, I'm thinking like a Constable, for example. If you're going, I don't have Banfield. No, actually, take everything I just said back. Don't chase. Just go without. That's don't okay chase. Sometimes to go without.
Steph Martin or Sam Jacobs? Kelsey would like to know that one.
It's a massive call.
I'm Steph. That's who I am. Calvin, you're a sauce, though, aren't you?
I'm a sauce, but as I explained, a lot of plopping happened today, Warndog, and I've gone to a Steph now.
Oh, copying me.
Yeah.
Well, the deal is, are you safe or are you hardcore? Because if you're hardcore, you're chasing Steph 110 plus average. If you just want to play it safe for the year and have someone averaging about 100, go sauce.
We're under half an hour until this partial lockout starts. Jesse Hannell wants to know, Dusty or Neil? Must know this one. I'm Neil. Heaps cheaper and could get pretty close to what Dusty's going to average.
No, I'm Dusty.
Are you?
Go the big dogs. Spend the money. Go the big dogs.
I'll take Neil on that one. Can save the money there.
You're wrong, but Neil's named on the bench.
Oh, gosh.
Sicily, who is named in centre half back, I think.
People.
Oh, centre half back for the sick dog.
Sick. What are you going to show?
What are you
going to show? Who's the sick one here? Sick or me?
Yes.
I have that disgusting addiction of picking. Every year I say, I'm not going to pick anyone.
He's
in this bracket.
Okay. Every week we give away a -3. Yeah. You need a whipping boy.
Gosh.
Sick dog is the ultimate.
God, he's going to win that by a lot.
He's going to be whipped everywhere.
He'll end up on zero, though.
Yeah.
Negative, negative, plus, plus.
Yeah.
This might be a common question for a lot of people here. Dow or Kelly? So do you take Dow now and then wait to see if Kelly is named? But they've said he's going to play. So Kelly's...
You still go with Kelly.
You go on Kelly here. How come they said Kelly was playing? They've said nothing about Constable.
No, so they're not playing then.
O'Connor or anything?
They're basically in the squad.
They are.
Yeah. O'Connor's played before, though.
Oh, correct.
So
good point. Good one. So he's going to play probably. Yeah. Good save, dog. Yeah.
Well done, dog.
Dusty or Rockliffe? I think we had that question before. Rocky?
I don't know anymore.
Forward pocket rocket.
Why is he in the forward
pocket? Is he going to kick 10?
Oh, you need to.
Holy hat. I really need you to.
Jamie wants to know, can Redden average 100 this year?
Nah.
Yes. He'll come very close to it.
There you go.
Right.
Their team is not
Treloar up to travelling up well. To Zach Merritt or keep the cash for another position? Keep the cash.
Keep the cash.
Yep. That's okay.
Yep. Treloar's good. He'll be over 110 this year, I reckon.
Yep.
Tom Bell or Christensen? Tom Bell.
The answer's still Christensen because
I'm
he's 100.
Both.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch either, but he's 100 grand more than Christensen.
Well, Tom Bell, he's been named on the bench. Christensen's named on the bench.
Good, they'll sit there and hold hands.
Gone are the days of old ding-dong cooter.
I know. Mm.
Yep.
Brayshaw over Wietering.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes. Yes, you do.
Duncan or Beams?
Duncan.
Paying a bit more for Duncan.
Uninterrupted
pre-season.
What about... Robbie Fox is someone that we're looking at.
Mm.
What about Florent? What do you think there? People have floated his name a little bit lately. Both are named on that extended bench.
Are they? Yeah.
So he's a forward, 272, JLT of 59 from 83%.
Okay.
Right? The one before that was probably the one that caught his attention there, 82 from 87.
Was that Fox?
No, this is Florent,
was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Fox is, Fox basically averaged 80 to 85 well, across the
yeah, he did.
Mm. Across the JLT. The concern with Fox is he's, I see him as a bit of a whipping boy, and once Hannes comes in, he goes out.
Yeah, maybe.
His job security isn't great, and if you're going to pay up that money, you might as well go for...
His scoring potential is the best out of them all.
Best out of all of them, by a long way. 100%.
Rightio, we need to wrap up here, guys, because we're going to have a little bit of a play with our teams. Thank you for tuning in for AFL Fantasy Live. We'll be live every Thursday night, so make sure that you are tuning in for that as this massive season happens. Don't forget, Lockout starts at... Lockout this evening starts at 7.25 for Richmond and Carlton players, then 7.50 tomorrow. Australian Eastern Daylight Saving Time for the rest of it. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time.
See ya.
You've been listening to AFL Fantasy Live. Play the official fantasy game of the AFL at fantasy.afl.com.au. Happy trading.